but you know, I'll give them credit. They did a hell of a job on defense and played better than us today.
What was the game plan on offense? You talked about how good their secondary was.
Yeah, we tried to establish a run. I thought we could do a better job up front. Obviously, didn't get that started the way we wanted to get it started. And they did a good job. We had a couple shots there. You know, we got them with Ertz on one play, but besides that, there wasn't a lot to write home about offensively today.
Fumble to come out of the half, what effect did that have?
That was a huge, turnover. Anytime you turn the ball over, especially in that area, and especially when it turns into points, you come out, hopefully it's a close game. You can establish something in that first drive of the second half and then kind of get some momentum going on your side. But that really hurt at that point in time.
Why did you punt 3 minutes, 4 minutes left?
I just didn't think we were going to convert, and I didn't want to give him the ball right there.
What happened on the Sanchez interception to Cooper down the stretch?
He got flushed in the pocket. And I think he was just looking as he came out. I don't think he saw the corner coming. The corner came back inside on Coop. So, I'd have to ask him specifically. But, he didn't get a real good chance to set his feet in the pocket, stepped up in the pocket. And, I don't think he saw Maxwell. So.
Your decision to go for it on fourth down early in the game down the 5-yard line, can you kind of explain that?
Yeah, I just thought we were going to get the first down. So.
On Fletcher's pass interference, what did you see?
From where I was? I don't get a good view. I'm like everybody else. I kind of look and wait till I get to the replay. So, I don't have a great view. I'm 30, 40 yards away. So,
here, just if you had a lot of questions from the officials before the half, did that have to do with Wilson throwing the ball out of bounds from the pocket?
No, you always have conversations with them. Just try to get interpretation. So, I wouldn't read too much into that.
What'd you think of how Wilson was able to get rid of the ball?
I think that was a big thing, is that we couldn't generate enough pressure and get him down. There's a couple of times he thought you had him sacked. You could hear the crowd going crazy that we thought he had him down, that he comes out of it. He kept a lot of drives alive for him, and we had to do a better job. We talked about it when he was scrambling. You got a plastering coverage, and that's where a lot of his big plays occur, but we didn't do a good enough job containing him, and he was obviously the difference for him offensively today.
The third down, on the offensive side, the third down, what were the issues?
Yeah, we just didn't convert. I think a couple times, we had the receiver or there was a couple sacks that we gave up. I think it was a breakdown. Sometimes it was in the protection, but then other times they were kind of close in coverage and just didn't get an opportunity. So, we'll go look at the film and try to correct it. But, again, you got to give them credit. They're a very good defense, and they rose to the challenge today, and we didn't.
Third 13 before the half, you called a timeout.
Yeah.
Your offense?
Yeah, I thought our defense was going to stop them on 3rd and 13, so I was trying to give us time on the clock so we could get back. We had ample enough time if we were going to put a drive together and try to get some points right at the end of the half. So, I didn't think when we sacked them, if it stayed where it was, I wasn't going to call a timeout. But when you sack them and you get them back and it's 3rd and 13, hopefully we get a stop on defense. And now we've got the ball back with about a minute to go in a game. We got a timeout. So.
Several players said here in the week that they thought this was a measuring stick sort of game. Is it going to be easy to get them excited about trying to beat the Cowboys again?
Yeah, I don't think anybody has to get revved up to play the Cowboys. It's a division game. It's an opportunity to establish yourself in the NFC East, and that's what this that's what this season's about right now. So I don't think anybody's going to come in on Tuesday with their heads down. So.
You mentioned not being able to get the ground game going. What were the issues there?
I thought they did a good job up front. They don't move very much. I thought their D-line did a really good job against our offensive line. I think it's a combination. Sometimes it was there. We didn't hit it appropriately, and then other times there were guys falling off the blocks, people splashing off the blocks. We just have to sustain better up front.
Yeah, defense seemed to be a lot of questionable calls, maybe. Not a lot of pass interferences on there, except for Maxwell. Do you feel it was kind of officiated well?
No, I have no comment about the officiating, so.
Is that the most physical secondary you think this team has seen so far this year?
No, we've seen that a lot. I think that's kind of the nature of what this league's all about. So,
on the defensive side, a few third downs, there were calls on those plays to extend the drive. What effect do you think that had?
It always has an effect. I think you're in position where you're playing good defense, and you got to get them off the field on third down. And then when you have a penalty that keeps the drive alive, that obviously hurts you. So.
Assess how Mark Sanchez did today.
A lot of times when you go through, you got to look at the film and understand that. But I think he made some good decisions at times. Threw a nice ball to Ertz, caught him on the sideline. Did a good job on the motion on the goal line when no one adjusted with Mac. Got the ball out to him. I think he was under some pressure today. Literally, not blitz pressure, but some just 4-down pressure that we hadn't gotten. We'd usually did a better job cleaning the pocket, but I think he missed a couple throws too, and he'll be the first to tell you that. So, in everything, I think when you play a game like this, it doesn't fall on anybody with one shoulder. It falls on everybody, and collectively, we got to own it. We didn't play well enough to win, and we didn't play well enough in all three phases to win this football game. So,
when
Wilson was in the pocket and throwing the ball out of bounds, did you get an explanation of why that's?
Yeah, as long as there's a receiver in the area, it doesn't matter if the ball goes, according to them, 100 yards over the court of Resent. They're allowed to do that, so. Yeah, you know, we said going in, I thought Richard was, I think Richard's the best corner in the league right now. I think he's proven it in terms of he's got 23 interceptions since 2011, eight more than anybody else. He's a good football player, you know. But I don't think we did a good enough job sometimes from a protection standpoint and giving Mark time to kind of throw and get to him either. So, but I do think Richard Sherman had played really, really well today.
In the few minutes you had in there, what's the message to the team?
We just got to stick together as a group, you know. And that's what this deal is all about. We got an opportunity next week to go play Dallas. We're at home for the last time. You know, we've been really good at home, and it can give us a two-game lead in the league. So it's a big deal for us in terms of going out and playing Dallas and playing competitive. And just said, hey, give you same thing I just told you guys, is that they played better than us. They were better than us today. So, you know, hopefully we'll get an opportunity to see them down the road. But we have to make that happen. You know, we just can't sit here and they're not going to give it to us. You know, we got to go out and win, and it starts with our preparation for Dallas coming up. So,
Chip, we know you think in terms of game to game, but today does obviously bring home field advantage possibilities. Do you feel that?
No, not. I mean, I'm not thinking about that right now. Our attention's got to go to Dallas and winning the NFC East. So, you know, we're not concerned with anything else besides that. And that's control what you can control, and that's what we can control right now.